所有其他的人，我们先来站起。
让我们一起来同心的攻读圣经主的话语。我们先读中文，然后再读英文。
Let's read our Lord's words today together, first in Chinese, then in English.
By the way, we have the nursery ready, so if we have little baby toddlers, mom can stay in the nursery with the children and can participate in the service.
对，我们的育婴室也已经准备好了，所以如果你有小的小孩子的话，也欢迎你在我们的育婴室里和我们一起参加我们的敬拜。
好，我们一起来读《哥林多后书》七章八到十节。我先前写信叫你们忧愁，我后来虽然懊悔，如今却不懊悔，因我知道那信叫你们忧愁不过是暂时的，如今我欢喜，不是因你们忧愁，是因你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了。因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 8 through 10. For even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it. For I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. Please be seated. 求神大大赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。
Bless to the ones who listen to our Lord's words.
今天我们的题目叫做好的忧愁。
Today our title of the sermon is Good Sorrow.
我们几乎每个人都知道忧愁是一种负面的情绪。
Almost everyone knows that sadness or sorrow is a negative emotion.
我们中间圣经很熟的弟兄姊妹可以很快就从圣经当中找出根据告诉我们忧愁是不好的。
For the brothers and sisters who are very familiar with our scripture, that you will actually be able to find a lot of evidence to say, well, the sadness or sorrow is not good.
在新约当中主耶稣跟我们说什么？不要忧虑，对不对？主耶稣在登山宝训讲不要忧虑。
Yeah, in the New Testament, our Jesus Christ, just the Lord told us that do not worry.
在旧约当中箴言十七章二十二节告诉我们 a merry heart does good.Like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. 喜乐的心乃是良药啊。然后呢，忧伤的灵使骨枯干啊。圣经当中很多这样的经文告诉我们不要忧愁，不要忧虑。
There are many verses in our scripture told us do not worry and do not feel sad and be sorrow.
但是很特别，在今天的这个经文里面，忧愁却和喜乐紧密的联系在了一起。
But in today's scripture passage, and sorrow and joy are closely related.
这里有一点的背景，在哥林多后书第二章，保罗呢曾经讲到，他写了一封信给哥林多教会，向他们提出了严厉的批评。
Well, there's a background to that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul said, told us a letter he wrote to the church in Corinth.
那么在那里，保罗他表明，使人忧愁这个本身不是他的目的。
There, Paul showed that it's not his purpose to make people sad.
但是保罗确实告诉我们，有一些的忧愁乃是好的。
But Paul also tells us that some type of sorrow is good.
那么这个圣经是不是自相矛盾呢？有的地方说不要担忧，有的地方又说有好的忧愁。
Does the scripture contradict itself?
那更重要的，这种好的忧愁会带来什么？
What does the good sorrow bring us?
那今天我们就一起来思想一下。
Now let's be together and reflect on it.
今天的经文本身比较长。
Well, the verses today are kind of long.
在哥林多后书第七章，从第二节一直到第十六节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 from verse 2 to 16.
啊，那我们呢，啊，一段一段来看，在第二节到第七节，给我们看到至少有三个方面，这三个方面都是接纳、安慰，还有喜乐。
Well, so we look at it from verse 2 to 7, we see there's three areas. There's
acceptance,
comfort, and joy.
Okay. 啊，那么刚才我们刚刚讲过，在这段的经文当中非常特别，保罗讲到忧愁，但是呢，这个忧愁跟喜乐密切的连结。
We already said it. This is very special verses that tell us that sorrow and joy are closely related.
如果您看整个这一段，整个这个段落，它的这个句式呢，它先讲喜乐，然后讲忧愁，然后最后再讲喜乐。
Well, if you look at these verses, you see first talk about joy, then we talk about sorrow, and talk about joy again.
那时间关系，这一段我们不都读，但是我们后面会一段一段具体来看。
Okay, for right now, we're not going to read every verse, but we're going to touch on each one of them as we go forward here.
This is from verse 2 to verse 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
是从哥林多后书的第七章的第二节到第七节。
首先我们来看这个保罗的接纳。
First, we'll see Paul's acceptance.
保罗说你们要心地宽大，收纳我们。
He said, open your hearts to us.
在当保罗讲这句话来的时候，显然就是哥林多教会里面，或者哥林多教会里面有一些信徒，他们心地不够宽大。
So when Paul said this, it must mean that there were some believers in the Corinthian church not opening their heart to Apostle Paul.
但如果我们知道这个圣经的背景，哥林多后书的背景，我们就知道保罗在这里特别指的是哥林多教会当中那些的假师傅和受到假师傅影响的人。
Well, if you know the background, then we know Paul is specifically referring to the people in the Corinthian church who were false teachers or the people who were influenced by the false teachers.
因为这些假师傅在散播关于保罗的谣言，说保罗曾经亏负人，曾经败坏人，曾经占人的便宜等等。
Because those false teachers have been spreading rumors that Paul have wronged someone and that he also corrupted some people and he had cheated.
啊，那么保罗呢，在这里他就明明的为自己辩解，他说我未曾亏负谁，未曾败坏谁，也没有占谁的便宜。
Paul here told us that we have wronged no one, we have corrupted no one, we have cheated no one.
我们知道，在圣经当中，若是来自神的，若是来自圣灵的，若是来自真的师父、真的神的先知的这样的责备呢
？Now we know in Bible, in our scripture, that if theteaching is coming from our Lord, from the Holy Spirit, and from the true teachers of those the godly truths.
那么会真的指出我们的问题，我们的罪来。
They will point it out what we have sinned.
让我们能够在神的面前有一种真诚的悔改。
Let us have a true repentance in our Lord.
但是假师父要做的事情是要让保罗感到自己里面的那种 guilty。
But the false teacher was trying to make Paul guilty.
让他不能够来亲近圣徒，让他不能够来到神的面前。
So he couldn't get close to those true believers, and he couldn't bring himself to in front of the Lord.
所以第一点，首先保罗明讲，你们要接纳我们，讲到自己良心上的无亏，所以他连着用了未曾、未曾、未曾。
So Paul said, "Open your heart to us," and he said, "I have not done this, I have not done this, I have not done this."
那不单是这样子，保罗马上他又讲，他说我说这话不是要定你们的罪。
Then immediately Paul said, I do not say this to condemn you.
所以在这里他这个句式很有意思，一方面讲未曾，然后马上又讲不是。
He said, I didn't do this, but then I also say, I do say this to you.
保罗曾经有严严的责备哥林多教会。
Paul has given a pretty stern kind of teachings to the Christian church.
像我刚才说的，那恶者假师父是让人里面感到这样一种无为的 guilty。
The false teachers will make you guilty in front of our Lord.
但是保罗说我来责备你们，却不是要定你们的罪。
But Paul said, while I was teaching those words to you, I did not say this to condemn you.
他说我宁可是愿与你们同生同死。
He said, I would rather die together and live together with you.
啊，错误的假师父的这个攻击控告是要把人拆毁，是要把人杀死。
The condemnation from the false teachers is trying to kill people.
但是来自神的责备却是要建造一个人，却是要给人生命。
The Lord's teaching, you know, from apostles is actually really trying to give us life.
那么我们来看第二点，保罗他的安慰。
And now we see the comfort of Paul.
他说我大大放胆向你们说话，我因你们多多夸口，满得安慰。
He said, great is my boldness of speech toward you, great is my boasting on your behalf, I'm filled with comfort.
这一段呢非常的有意思。我们知道保罗给哥林多教会写的信呢都是非常严厉的。
Well, we know Paul, when he wrote a letter to a Christian church, actually those are the messages kind of stern.
指出教会里面许多的罪啊，呼吁教会里面信徒要悔改，离弃假师傅，归向真神。
He pointed out the sins they have committed and he called to their repentance in our Lord.
但是保罗在外人面前，在外的其他教会面前呢，他却是常常的夸奖哥林多教会。
But in front of other churches, and Paul is actually boasting of them on their behalf.
大家能体会到保罗这样一种为父为母的心肠吗？
Well, can we reflect on the parental heart from Paul?
大家知道有一种的父母呢是这样子的，在自己的孩子面前呢很凶的。
We know some parents, they are very stern in front of their children.
讲得很凶可能过了，就是比较的严厉。
They're very firm and they're pretty strict in front of their kids.
但是呢，实际上在万人面前提到自己的孩子呢，心中总是心花怒放的。
But when they talk about their children in front of others, they were boasting about them.
总是很自豪的。
They're proud of them.
总是愿意去来夸奖自己的孩子的。
And they're boasting about them.
现在有这个新媒体，有朋友圈。
Well, now we have this new social media that have the friend circles.
我们有很多的爸爸，尤其是妈妈，就很喜欢在朋友圈里面晒娃。
We have dads and moms and just show off their kids on the social media.
我们的翻译简直太棒了，说不得给就晒娃。本来这个晒呢是 share 的这个。翻译成中文叫晒啊，就是来夸啊，我们的 show off our kids， yeah， very good translation， yeah。 那么回到家里面关上门啊，我敢说好多的这些爸爸妈妈大概一个一个可能都是虎爸虎妈。
Well, when they come back at home, behind closed doors, they are tiger mom, tiger father.
其实弟兄姊妹们，我觉得这是比较好的。那还有一种父母呢，我们要小心了。
But those parents actually are not bad. You know, so there is another type that we really need to watch out for.
在自己的孩子面前很凶。
Well, they're very strict and very stern in front of their children.
在外人面前对自己的孩子也很凶。
But they're all equally strict and stern in front of other people when they're facing their children.
有时候别的叔叔阿姨夸自己的孩子一句。
Well, the other uncles and aunts may be praising their children.
啊，这个我们要向西方人学习了啊！人家一夸奖你啊，你就大大方方的说什么呀 ？Thank you， 是不是
？This is we need to learn from the Western people that when other people praise you or praise your children, you should say thank you。
啊，我们中国人的回答呢，就比较的那个值得商榷。
Well, but sometimes because our culture, you know, our response may be, you know, is something we need to watch out for。
人家一夸我们，我们怎么回答呢
？When other people praise us, what's our typical response?
Where?
哪里哪里？
翻译非常好，翻译非常好啊！哪里哪里 ？Where？ 啊，人家想想 ，everywhere 是不是？每个地方啊。那么呢，有的人夸人家叔叔阿姨夸自己的孩子，还没等孩子反应，这个父母说他不行。
Well, sometimes when there's, you know, aunts and uncles praising your children, some of the parents maybe just say, no, he's not good.
那我这样说是因为我也曾经做过这样的事情啊，弟兄姊妹。
I said this because I have done this before too.
啊，求神怜悯。
啊，
但是我们要注意啊，你宁可回到家里面关上门，对自己的孩子比较严厉，在外人面前你不要破坏你孩子的信心。
Well, you would rather, you know, in behind doors, you can be strict and stern to your children, but in front of others, you should not hurt their confidence.
啊，当然也有的，这个父母那就，更是走向另外一个极端了。
Well, but the, some parents also go the other extreme.
啊啊，不管是在人前人后啊，对这个孩子啊，总是很好 ，very good, you are always, excellent.
Whether in front of other people or behind doors, they always praising the children.
啊，孩子出了问题啊，也不去指责，也不去责备，也不去批评管教。那这个呢，又容易带来另外一方面的危险。
Even when they did something wrong, the parents do not actually teach them the right way to do things. And that's also something we need to watch out for.
所以呢，这里的平衡在哪里呢？后面我们会讲。
How do we balance this?
那好，那讲到这个地方，其实今天我们这一段的经文，从保罗的这个教导当中，有很多实际上是关于我们人际关系的，可以很多的学习和思考。
Well, in today's scripture, we see from Apostle Paul, there are many good lessons we can learn from him in terms of how we, handle the, relationships with other people.
保罗对哥林多教会有很多的批评，但是在外人面前常常的因他们来夸口。
Paul may be stern in his message to the Christian church, but in front of others, he's actually boasting them on their behalf.
大家知道，我们夫妻之间的关系有时候也要学这个功课。
Our marriage relationship, sometimes we also need to learn about this lesson as well.
夫妻两个人单独相处的时候呢，可以坦诚的来提出自己的意见、建议，对对方的善意的批评。
When we're with each other just in private, we can be frank, honest, and also provide our feedback to our spouse.
同样，我不认为在夫妻之间一直只说恭维的话，只说这个好话，能够真的建立一种健康良好的夫妻关系。我不这样这样看，不是这样。
Also, don't think that you keep saying the good words in, just between the husband and wife, it doesn't really establish a good foundation for marriage.
但是另一方面，请大家注意，在外人面前，你不要轻易说你配偶的不好。
But watch out for it. In front of other people, you should not say.Any bad things about your spouse, your life, right?
有时候我们做这个很多婚姻的辅导，我也很职业病就观察很多这个夫妻的关系。
Because I do marriage counseling, I also just watch out for the marriage relationships.
首先一个，不是说如果我们婚姻当中出了问题，不去寻求帮助，不去寻求辅导，就一味的遮掩，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that when you have problems between your marriage, that you should not be seeking counseling or seeking guidance.
但是有的时候，我们看到有的这个夫妻呢，有这样一个倾向。
But、sometimes we see a trend in some of the couples.
原来我很直接的说，姐妹们呢，有时候比较快人快语，这个问题有时候更明显一些。
Sorry to be blunt, but sometimes we have sisters that may be too quick in terms of saying those things.
比如说在家里面跟自己的老公有点吵架不开心。
Right, you may have a small quarrel at home with your husband.
然后第二天就全世界人都知道了。
Well, the next day everybody in the world knows.
然后就开始发牢骚，我这个老公怎么不好，我这个老公怎么不好，等等等等等等。
And you are complaining about, how this husband is really not worthy and failed in many ways.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，实际上这个呢，对一个好的关系的建立，实际上是有杀伤力的。
Well, this is actually a killer for a good marriage relationship.
当我们以后有机会讲到这个夫妻的关系呢，我们会更多一些来讲啊。作为丈夫的，作为男人啊，他在婚姻当中，他更需要从妻子那里得到什么？那作为妻子，从丈夫那里更需要得到什么
？In the future sermons, we will touch on how really kind of manage relationship in our Lord and how what the husband should do and what the wife should be doing.
好，我们从保罗身上学到这个功课。
Now we come back to the lesson we learned from Apostle Paul.
虽然哥林多教会有许多的问题，但是保罗实际上在为哥林多教会在外教会面前来夸口。
Even though there are many problems associated with the Christian church, but still in front of other churches, other brothers and sisters, Paul is boasting them on their behalf.
那然后呢，在这段的经文当中还提到一个，反复提到一个人物，就是提多。
Well, there also here there's many mentions of Titus.
啊，我们知道提多是使徒保罗的同工。
You know, Titus is a co-worker of Paul.
也是使徒保罗的一个下属，一个年轻的像儿子一样的这样一位的学徒。
Like a spiritual son to Paul.
对啊，那么使徒保罗就提到他本来离开以弗所，他要去找提多，没有找到。
Well, Paul said, he left Ephesus to look for Titus, but he didn't find him.
那找不到，后来他又跑到马其顿，就一直是这样内忧外患的啊。这里有提到，外有征战，内有惧怕啊。这样一个同工，对他非常的宝贵。
Then Paul went to Macedonia to look for him because Paul was talking about here outside were conflicts and inside were fears.
然后第六节就提到，他说那位安慰丧气之人的神借着提多来安慰了我们。
Then in verse 6, he said, Nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus.
即使像使徒保罗、啊、这样的伟大的、神的仆人，实际上他里面常常也是有很多这样的孤独。
Even someone as great as、Apostle Paul as a godly servant, and we know there are many times in his heart he still feels lonely.
那么他也需要来自神这样的安慰和力量。
Still need comforts from our Lord.
那提多就带来了来自神的安慰。
And Titus brought that comfort from our God.
不单是两位同工父子之间的重逢。
Not only because they are able to meet together, you know, they have a close spiritual relationship.
而且我们从前面的经文我们知道，提多带来了哥林多教会的好消息。
But more importantly, Titus brought good news from the Corinthian church.
啊，这个教会有很多的问题。保罗呢，曾经严厉的写信批评他们。现在提多回来告诉保罗
，Corinthian church had many problems, and Paul wrote a letter to point out those、things to them. And now Titus brought the good news back to him.
说哥林多教会他们有一个懊悔的心。
He said they have repented.
他们渴望与保罗见面，虽然有假师父在那里继续搞破坏，在诋毁保罗。
They're yearning to meet Paul again, even though there were false teachers there trying to spread rumors about him.
那这也是使徒保罗写出这封信的一个初始的原因。
That's the, one of the main reasons the Apostle Paul wrote this letter, Second Corinthians.
那么我们就继续来看，保罗不单有他的接纳、他的安慰，还有他的喜乐。
Now we'll see the joy of Paul.
啊。不但借着他来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰安慰我们，因他把你们的想念、哀痛和向我的热心都告诉了我，叫我更加欢喜。
And not only by his coming, but also by the consolation with which he was comforted in you, when he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoice even more.
我们知道这个安慰和喜乐常常是、英文叫 go hand in hand, 是手牵手的。
We know the comfort and joy is really going hand in hand.、
那在这里呢，我们在 pause for a moment， 我们再稍微停一下，请大家一起来思想这样一个很重要的题目，叫做人际关系。
Now we pause a moment. Let us reflect on what is the relationship, the personal relationship.
保罗跟哥林多教会的关系，保罗跟他亲爱的同工的关系。那想到今天，你自己的人际关系是怎样？
We saw the relationship between Paul and the Corinthian church, the relationship between him and Titus. Now we need to reflect on what is our personal relationship.
那你在人际的关系当中，给你带来更多的是正面的影响与建造，还是负面的影响与拆毁？
From the personal relationships we have, does it bring more of a positive encouragement and constructive、things, or is it more destructions?
在你的一些的人际关系，你可以去思想，是使你更加的亲近神，还是这样一种的关系会带着你越来越远离神？
Do those relationships bring us closer to God or bring us away from God?
那么你的这样一种的人际关系是会带给你安慰喜乐，还是带给你很多的痛苦和折磨？
Does those relationships bring you joy or does it bring you much sorrow?
我有的时候去帮助一些的弟兄或者姊妹来跟我，或者有时跟我和师母一起在谈到他的某一些的关系的时候，我听了以后，我自己都为他感到伤痛。
Sometimes me and my wife and counseling with some of the couples, and we hear about the relationship or the challenges they have there, we're hurt for them too.
实在听的感觉都是一种的折磨。
A lot of times sounds like torture.
所以实际上求神，我们真的是要给我们一个智慧。让我们能够来有从神那样的能力和决定，去来选择哪些对我们是好的一个人际的关系，哪些是有问题的这样的关系。
Okay, so we pray to the Lord that help us to have that wisdom to discern what is a good personal relationship, what is bad personal relationship that in our lives.
好的关系会带给我们接纳、安慰与喜乐。
A good relationship will bring us joy, comfort.
但是呢，这里 我们马上要讲有一个警告啊，有一个 caveat。
So there's a caveat in this scripture.
啊，是什么样的一个 caveat 一个警告呢？我们下面来看这个第二点，我们叫做破与立。
Now look at the second point, talk about destruction versus construction.
啊，那这个破与立为什么讲到这个呢？我们来看这段经文，说我先前写信叫你们忧愁，我后来虽然懊悔，如今却不懊悔，因为我知道那信叫你们忧愁不过是暂时的。
Verse 8, we see, for even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it, for I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while.
啊，那么然后呢，第九节，保罗就继续讲到了今天我们这个主题啊，也是很值得我们思想的。保罗说，有一些忧愁也是好的。
Now, the verse 9 talk about the main theme we're talking about in today's sermon, that some sorrow is good.
所以你可能很快会有个问题，是不是这个牧师马上就前后自相矛盾？刚才是讲到啊，好的人际关系会带给我们喜乐、安慰啊、平安、接纳所有这一切。那难道有一些的人际关系带来忧愁也是好的吗？
Yeah, am I contradicting myself? You know, we first talk about all the joy and then we talk about the sorrow here. How could some of these sorrows be good?
啊，那这里就有一个更深刻的问题，就是到底是不是所有的忧愁都是不好的？
Now come with the question that is all the sorrows bad?
好，那我们先呢要来提到一个概念，这个概念圣经里面没有，而且实际上这个概念有许许多多的问题，但是在世俗上常常被人来讲，有时候在教会里面也去被人讲啊，甚至被人去改头换面的引用带到信仰当中来，这个叫做积极思想。
Now we talk about worldly concept, which is not in the scripture, but is something quite popular in today's world.Which is about positive thinking.
啊，那很多人很快就问一个问题 ，positive thinking 有什么不好的
？Well, how could positive thinking be bad?
啊，难道我们要 negative thinking 吗
？Should we just have negative thinking?
啊，老实讲，弟兄姊妹，我服侍主这20多年，实际上一直跟两件事情去战斗，当然跟很多事情要去战斗啊，跟这些的异端邪说要去战斗，跟什么各种各样的在教会里面把教会当成做生意的地方也要去战斗啊，这个破坏教会的事情也要去战斗，但是跟两件事情战斗，一个叫做积极思想，一个叫做成功神学。
So in my 20 years serving our Lord, there's two main things that was fighting. You know, certainly there's many things I fought with in church and there's other things, but there's two main things. One is the positive thinking, the other one is
prosperity theology.
Prosperity theology, yeah.
那这两个东西它又是 go hand in hand.
These two things are going hand in hand.
啊，这个什么叫成功神学啊？我们常常讲成功神学就是把神当菩萨来拜。
So what is prosperity theology? The prosperity theology is really just saying we're worshiping God just as we're worshiping another false god.
Yeah, yeah. 那么这个积极思想呢，为什么我们说这是一个很有毒害一种思想呢？因为它基本上是这样来说的。
Why is positive thinking that is poisonous?
啊，我是最好的。
Because it tells us that I'm the best.
我是最棒的。
I'm better than anyone.
哎，我是没有问题的。
I have no problem.
我的神永远爱我，而且永远要祝福我的。
My God loves you always and always bless me.
我做什么，神是一定要让我成功的。
If I do anything, God will make me successful.
我的神是要让我成为百万富翁的。
Our Lord will make me millionaire.
我的神是要让我心想事成的。
Our Lord will make me to achieve anything that I think of.
所以这里就有很多一些成功神学拜菩萨的思想在里面。
Very similar to the prosperity theology.
这里有很多很多的自我为中心的这样的一种教导在里面。
It's a very much self-centered teaching.
它也非常非常的迎合人里面的罪性。
Well, it's actually agree with our sinful nature.
而且有时候它改头换面啊，跟世俗的心理学去相结合。
Sometimes they change the forms if to coupling with the worldly psychology.
啊，说我们就总是讲好话就可以了。
But always say good things.
啊，我们就总是去肯定就可以了。
Always positive.
啊，你这里面不要有任何的负面的情绪。
Do not have any negative feelings.
啊，但是这样一些的讲法，一不小心 就会恰之毫厘，失之千里。
But those kind of thinkings can be just, even though it might be small on appearance, but it really can lead you far away from our Lord.
还好刚才我们已经明明的讲过，实际上我们一种正确的人际关系，关系对的时候，是会带给我们积极正面的影响的，这个是没有问题的。
We did mention that good relationships that do bring positive things, do bring the encouragement and joy and comfort.
但是在这里我要和弟兄姊妹讲一句话，请你一定要听牢记牢，所谓的积极思想实际上是负面的。
But now I need to emphasize that the so-called positive thinking is actually really on the negative side.
是真正是负面的，是会带给我们一个毁灭性的影响的。
It can bring us destruction.
是把我们人里面的罪，把我们的自我，把我们里面的血气、肉体给它挑动出来。
It can evoke the our old self and our, you know, just our sinful nature.
最终满足的也是人自己的欲望。
Really just trying to satisfy our own personal desires.
而不是让神的心意在我们的生命当中能够彰显。
Now to really manifest our Lord's glory.
那么什么叫破与立呢？
What is destruction versus construction?
在上世纪八十年代的时候，
the last century in the 1980s.
那个时候中国这个叫改革开放啊， reform and open, 是吧？
The China had reform and open the doors to the outside world.
那么就跟国际接轨。
They were starting connecting with the outside world.
当时我就记得有一阵这个中国的这个中央电视 CCTV 就转播新加坡亚洲大专电视辩论赛。
So I remember seeing on TV that there was a debate competition from the Singapore college.
这个亚洲各个国家地区大学都派这个辩论队啊，然后到新加坡去比赛。
There are many colleges from across Asia that send their teams to Singapore to attend this competition.
哇，那一阵非常非常的轰动啊。
It's very, very, you know, famous at the time. It was like a lot of good responses.
大家都去认真的收看。
But many people watching that on TV.
然后呢等那个辩论赛结束以后就开始说这个大学中学很多校园里面就开始搞辩论赛。
After this competition, then there are a lot of copycats across the colleges and middle school, high schools and have those kind of competitions.
辩论的模式都是跟他一样的，中间坐一个人，然后这边四个人，这边四个人。
Well, it's taking a similar format that they have, you know, just different teams on each side, opposite side.
我讲这么热闹，有些弟兄怎么还记得当年的那个场景吗？亚洲大专辩论赛。
Any brother and sister here remembering remember this？
很多人都记得哈，记得的都是年纪比较大的。
Probably more of our older brothers and sisters。
那当时那个辩论赛呢，有一次的辩论题目我印象非常的深。
Well, there was one debate topic that was leave a lasting impression on me。
因为好多这个辩论赛的题目啊，最后呢，它留于一个共同的一个形式，就是弊大于利还是利大于弊。
Well, many debates really about, well, do you do more harm than good versus do more good than harm?
好多都是这样子哈。后来那个学那个，然后当时那个八九过后，九零年北京要办亚运会，当时我那时候在这个学校里面，我们还搞了一个。办亚运会是弊大于利还是利大于弊，结果被上面把他枪毙了，因为说这个是政治不正确。
So during that time also there's you know, like an Asian Olympic game, and there was a debate about whether does the, you know, holding those kind of events, does it do more harm than good or do more good than harm?
那我要说的这个很特别的让人印象深的这个题目，辩论题叫什么呢？叫做不破不立还是不立不破。
All right, so this debating, the topic for debate is leave a lasting impression on me is there's no breaking without making or there's no making without breaking.
有弟兄姊妹还记得吗？大家可能都忘了。我当时印象很深，而且今天这篇题目我是十几年以前在我原来的教会实际上有讲过。
Well, today, this sermon, I've preached this, more than 10 years ago in my previous church.
我还记得当时我讲到这篇题目的时候，就用到了这个例子。
Well, I used the same example when I was preaching about this at that time.
这个道理是不立不破，还是不破不立？它实际上不是一个先有蛋先有鸡的这样的一个问题。
Well, there's no breaking without making, or there's no making without breaking. It's not a question whether there's chicken versus egg, kind of who to come first.
啊，如果是先有蛋还是先有鸡，这个比较有点是无聊诡辩。
That's a paradox.
但是实际上这个题目是一个哲学问题，同时也是一个方法论的问题，一个 methodology 的这个 question。
Okay, so this is actually more of a philosophical question, and also really kind of talking about methodology.
刚才我们讲到，在今天的这样一种世俗心理学的影响之下。
Well, we talked about earlier that in today's world, especially under the worldly psychology influence.
那么他就会说，只讲正面的，只讲鼓励的，只讲肯定的。
How about always be positive, always praise, always just say good things.
那么慢慢呢，这个人就会建立起来了。
Then these people will be built up.
啊，那么他生命里面那些不好的东西自然就破碎了。
Now what's, you know, maybe that inside of their heart is now, you know, will be broken.
这个叫做不立不破。
This is what talking about. There's no breaking without making.
当然，我这个现在不是去讲那个20多年以前的辩论了，我是在讲，实际上在信仰当中，在教会里面，有时候你也会听到这样的一些的讲法。
I'm not trying to repeat the debate that happened 20, well, many, many years ago, but rather I'm talking about in our church, in the, when we're learning about God's words, how do we understand this?
不管是教会里面或者是人际关系上面，那么也有另外一种的讲法叫做不破不立。
Well, the other way of saying this is there's no making without breaking.
那这个怎么样？就是只讲问题，只讲不足的，只是在那里一味的去批评。
This is referring that you're just only pointing out the problem, you're always criticizing, you're just trying to, you know, point out what's wrong.
那到底哪一个对？
Which is right?
这就是我们的哲学思考了。
But that's a philosophical thinking.
我在这里呢，不让大家去举手，不让大家去表态，你觉得哪个对？
Now I'm going to call on the congregation here to vote which one you think, or which one you think is right.
但实际上从圣经当中，从我们看到保罗的这个方法论当中，他的这个神学思考当中，实际上我们已经学到。
But we see from Paul's methodology and from his biblical thinking that, you know, we learn from him.
那我举到这个例子，在一个大专辩论赛当中，能够把这样一道非常好的题提出来。
Now that we look back this debate competition.
因为你知道一个好的一个辩论题啊，一定是要让两边都能够有话来讲。
A good debate topic is trying to, you know, just really trying to help both sides have a good argument, in the debate.
啊，所以你说，比如说，在中国举办亚运会、举办奥运会，弊大于利还利大于弊，这题就不好。
Well, but in mainland China, if you're trying to debate whether it's good to host the Asian Olympic Games or not, it's not a good topic.
这样的，你说，你如果是抓到弊大于利的，你就吃亏呀。
Well, because if you actually taking the saying, well, this is do more harm than good, well, you're inherently already disadvantaged.
那为什么呢？因为人家是抓抽签抓到利大于弊那方面，他直接一句话说党中央都决定了，你就没话说了。
Because the other side who's doing saying, well, this is doing more good than bad, they can just say, well, the you know the from the leadership, they already said this is good.
好，那么这个哲学思考就是，实际上你不能够单单的说不破不立，也不能够单单的说不立不破。
The philosophical thinking, you know, from as we can see, is not just that there's no breaking without making, or there's only no making without breaking.
好，大家还记得圣经当中有一句话，在以弗所书第四章。
So in Ephesians chapter 4,
这句话叫做什么？叫做凭爱心说诚实话。
So, You know, stay honest with, be honest with under God's love.
Speak truth in love. Yeah.
Okay. Speak truth in love.
Yeah. 那我们就把这段的经文拿出来和弟兄姊妹，我们再好好的思想一下。
So now we take out this scripture. Now we think about this one.
这是在以弗所书第四章啊，我们把从第十一节一直到第十六节，我们都拿出来。
Okay. So now we read Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. So we look at this from verse 12 to 16.
我们看到保罗他在传福音的时候，他在教导门徒的时候，他在建造教会的时候。
Now we see when Paul is preaching and was teaching this biblical principles to the believers.
他有没有学到的鼓励？
Does he have a lot of encouragement?
安慰。
Comforting?
肯定。
Affirmation.
有没有？
Does he have it?
弟兄姊妹有没有？有的。那更重要，在这背后，保罗他有没有许许多多的爱？但能不能够看到？也能够看到。
Yes.
但另一方面，
On the other hand,
在主的爱里面，我们该讲的真理要不要讲？
In Christ's love, should we speak truth?
今天很多时候我们说唯用爱心说诚实话，那也是因为和合本是很好啊，弟兄姊妹，但和合本在这里的翻译呢，有时候就会让我们引起一些的误解。
Well, so this Chinese translation here, you know, even though it's pretty good, but it's actually sometimes can be a little bit misleading.
实际上，更好的翻译是在爱里面讲真理。
Well, better translation is speaking the truth in love.
在这个上下文，保罗明讲，实际上在今天的教会当中啊，从他前面讲到神有立下不同的职分。
Well, Paul talk about that there's many, you know, different
offices,
you know, from our Lord.
那么呢，是为了成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Well, so they were talking about the really try to build up our Christ's body, the body of Christ.
那这样呢，当我们有了基督长成的身量，我们就不会被一些错误的教导所引动。
So when we really kind of just grow our spiritual life like our like Jesus Christ, then we will not be swayed by those false teachings.
那么也是因为我们生命的成长，所以我们在爱中成长，在真理当中成长，我们就能够在爱里面去讲真理。
Because we grow in the spirit, and because we grow in the truth, that we can speak truth in love.
那这样，个人得到建造，教会得到建造，最后保罗第十六节讲到，在爱中建立我们自己。
So then.Because we can build up ourselves, build our church, then Paul's saying that we can all build from Christ's body.
所以我们回来看保罗这段经文，他说以前我写信是叫你们忧愁，当时虽然我后悔，但是现在我不后悔。
So Paul is saying here, verse 8, for even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it.
因为虽然我的信暂时让你们忧愁，但是你们却因此生出了一种的懊悔，这种的懊悔是从神的依着神的意思忧愁带来的。
For I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while. Now Paul saying that your sorrow led to repentance.
可以说，保罗的这个信当中，保罗的教导当中，总是既有利又有破。
So in Paul's teaching, there's both.Making and breaking.
我们不是单单只是永远去立，也不是单单永远只是破。
We should not just only just talk about making, or only talk about breaking.
所以我们来看一下，到底什么是好的忧愁，什么是坏的忧愁。
So now we look at what is good sorrow versus bad sorrow.
第十节说，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。
Verse 10 tells us, for godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death.
世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
The sorrow of the world produces death.
当圣经主耶稣讲到不要忧虑。
When Jesus is teaching us, do not worry.
当箴言书当中讲到忧伤了灵，使骨枯干。Dries bones.
Yeah, so the, yeah.
那这样一种忧愁，实际上指的是世俗的忧愁。
So when we talk about those sorrows, those are worldly sorrows.
显然不是属灵的忧愁，属神的忧愁。
They're not really godly sorrows.
圣经当中从来没有讲说一切的忧愁都是不好的，我们每天就永远开开心心。
The scripture have never told us that the sorrow, all sorrows are bad, that we should always be happy.
在今天我们这个社会生活当中，实际上一个有思想深度的人，他也不会这样子。
Well, in today's world, we all know that if you are have deep thinking, that you would not feel that way either.
如果我们今天看到今天世界的败坏、社会的堕落， 我们不是一个忧国忧民的人，那我想大概我们这个人本身也是有点问题了。
Well, if you look at today's corrupted fallen world, if we don't feel sorrow, then maybe we'll have a problem too.
啊，那真是、用一句古诗叫商女不知亡国恨，这个比较难翻译哈，这个A businesswoman doesn't know the sadness of losing her country. Yeah. 举个例子，今天这个乌克兰被俄罗斯打，那么一个乌克兰的人说，现在我们都面临亡国的危险了，所以呢，我还是该歌舞升平，欢喜快乐，我就歌舞升平，欢喜快乐。
Analogy is like the Ukraine was being attacked by Russia. Now, if a Ukrainian citizen just saying, "Well, you know, I don't really care. I'm still going to enjoy my life."
那这个人也是有点问题了，对不对？
He has a problem too.
好，那么我们再来看圣经当中有没有讲到有好的忧愁。
Now we see if the scripture told us there's good sorrow.
在彼得后书第二章第七节那里讲到有一个人是个义人，他叫做罗德。
Well, in the Second Peter, they're talking about there was a righteous man Lot.
这位义人罗德住在我们知道住在哪里？索多玛和蛾摩拉，对不对
？Lot was living in the Sodom.
啊，撒旦格吗
？Sodom.
那么看到那些人不法的事，他的一心就天天伤痛。
He was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked.
呀，那么以弗所书第四章第三十节更直接的告诉我们说，我们作为基督徒不要让神的圣灵去担忧。
So we should the Ephesians the book of Ephesians is also tell we should not let the Holy Spirit worry.
弟兄姊妹，实际上忧愁在有的时候是一种非常恰当的必要的反应，因为连我们的神有的时候都会担忧的。
Yeah, so worry is actually something you know quite natural. You know, even our God, our Lord will worry.
如果神今天看到他的儿女不长进
，If our Lord sees that we're not growing spiritually.
圣灵不为我们担忧
，The Holy Spirit would feel, you know, would worry for us.
不用他说不出来的叹息为我们祷告
，Would pray for us in, rest.
你能够想象这是天父的心肠吗？不可能的。
Yeah, if our God is not worried, then that's not our the true one true God.
所以世俗的忧愁跟属灵的忧愁是完全不一样的。
So the worldly sorrow is very different than the godly sorrow.
世俗的忧愁就忧愁，哎呀，明天我吃什么，穿什么，对不对？这是主耶稣所讲的，你不要为这些事情担忧。
Yeah, worldly worry is we worry about you know what we're going to eat, what we're going to you know dress, and you know those are very different than the spiritual worry.
我们的天父会看顾我们的。
Our Lord will look after that.
但是一个属灵的忧愁是看到周遭这样的环境，为他人有非常合理应当的这样的一个心痛的感觉。
The spiritual worry actually means that we, when we look at this world, when we look and see how people are turning away from God, that we feel sorry for them. We feel sorrow.
还有另外一方面，就是为着自己的里面，我们的罪行，我们的亏欠，在主的面前生出这样一个没有后悔的懊悔来。
Further on this point is we're talking about the repentance not to be regretted.
那神明讲，告诉我们这些的忧愁是好的忧愁，是我们应该去有的。
Scripture told us, and God told us, those are good sorrows.
那这样忧愁不是叫人死，这样的忧愁反而是叫人能够真正的得到生命，得到那个更丰盛的生命。
Those sorrows do not lead to death; rather, they will actually help us to have a more abundant life.
你看，你们依着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤、自诉、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚，在这一切的事上，你们都表明自己是。洁净的。
For observe this very thing that you sorrowed in a godly manner. What diligence it produced in you? What clearing of yourselves? What indignation? What fear? What vehement desire? What zeal? What vindication? In all things you prove yourself to be clear in this matter.
对，使徒保罗在这里来赞扬、鼓励哥林多教会，因为他们走在一个正确的道路上面，得到了全然的洁净。
Paul here is encouraging the believers from Christian church that tell them that they're walking on righteous path and they're clearing being cleansed by our Lord.
那么最后我们又回到了我们说这是一个好像是一个夹心饼干的形式，前面讲喜乐，然后讲忧愁，然后最后回来又讲喜乐。
Now it's like a sandwich. So you see the joy first and the sorrow, then now we're coming back to joy.
那这段呢又是比较长，我们就不把中文英文都读了。
Yeah, because this is pretty long, so we're not going to read all the verses here.
但从中文里面呢，我们看到至少有四个方面的结果。用中文就是热心、欢心、爱心、放心，有四心。
So we talk about there's four main things we're seeing from this verse. We see the care, the rejoice, the joy, and the affection.
那第一点表明出来一种的热心，英文是叫 care 啊。
Okay, so we see the care in this verse.
啊，那这一句第十二节，跟后书七章十二节，如果你仔细看它的翻译，不同版本的翻译很有意思。
Well, if you see different translations, the English translation of verse 12, we see kind of interesting.
有的版本的翻译是什么呢？在神面前，你们顾念我们的这个热心，这个 care。
So some translation would say in our Lord that you care about our
your care for us.
You care for us.
啊，那么呢，也有的版本，比如说你看这个中文英文，英文的版本就是我们对你们的这个 care 这个热心。
Well, but sometimes the other translation says I care for you.
啊，那到底是谁顾念谁的这个热心呢？
So who care for who?
啊，那这个是不是圣经里面有不清楚的地方呢？
Maybe scripture is not clear.
这个呢实际上是讲到关于这个圣经的翻译的里面的一些学问，我今天没有时间去把它展开去讲。
So we're not going to go deep on, you know, the translation of the Bible, the intricacies associated with that.
但有个别的地方不同的版本这个有翻译有出入，实际上这是正常的。
Sometimes when there's small differences between different translations, different versions, there's a reason.
那么还好就我们不是在讲主日学，我们是在讲道。
But now we're preaching at the Sunday school.
弟兄姊妹请听我一句。
Listen to me.
在这里让我看到一点，就是他们实际上里面有个双方的顾念，你能更看到吗？
It's actually mutual.
哥林多教会对保罗顾念，还有保罗毫无疑问的对哥林多教会的这样一个顾念，都体现了出来。
Here it manifests both the care from Christian church to Paul and also Paul to Christian church.
哥林多教会因着他们有这样一种没有后悔的一个懊悔，他们现在通过提多表达，希望能够跟保罗来见面。
So because the Christian church have this repentance without regret, now they have this yearn, this desire to see Paul again.
那么保罗说，我也一直在顾念哥林多的教会，虽然他们在假师傅的这个误导之下，但实际上他们还是神的儿女。
But Paul also cared about them because even though there's false teacher, they're spreading rumors. Paul said, you know, they're still children of God.
那么第十三节，故此我们得了安慰，并且在安慰之中，因你们众人使提多心里畅快欢喜，我们就更加欢喜了。再一次提到他自己在主里面的这个喜乐。
Verse 13 says, "Therefore we have been comforted in your comfort, and we rejoice exceedingly more for the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by your all."
那么在第十四节，保罗他继续说我曾经对提多夸奖你们，现在我夸奖的是对的，没有落空。
Yeah, so now Paul said in verse 14, saying, "Well, I have boasted to Titus about you, and now I'm not ashamed because I, you know, a boast to Titus was found true."
第十五节，并且提多想起你们众人的顺服是怎样恐惧战惊的接待他，他爱你们的心肠就越发热了。
Verse 15, his affections are greater for you as he remembers the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him.
热心欢心还有在主里面的这个爱心就更加的热切。
The care, the joy, and the affections are stronger, you know, as we see in verses.
最后保罗讲，我曾经为你们非常的担心，但是现在我为你们放心，有这个 confidence。
And Paul now said, "I have confidence in you in everything."
好，我们回来做一个总结。世俗的忧愁为什么叫人死？
Why is the worldly sorrow lead to death?
因为世俗的忧愁让人看不到盼望。
Because the worldly sorrow does not lead hope.
但是属神的忧愁是满怀着盼望的。
But the worldly sorrow, but the godly sorrow is full of hope.
最后一定有一个美好的结局。
There's a perfect destination.
一个人不可能永远没有忧愁。
No one never have worries.
但是我们为什么忧愁，这是我们自己的一个抉择。
But why we're worried, why we feel sorrow is something we need to think about.
一个懂得忧愁的人是个有深度的人。
For someone to know how to manifest the godly sorrow is someone with depth.
也是有智慧的人。
A wisdom.
也是有属神生命的人。
Of spiritual life.
同时他有这种属神的忧愁，但不会被这种忧愁把他击垮。
They have the godly sorrow, but they will not be overwhelmed by the sorrow.
不会一蹶不振。
They will not feel downcast.
不会像世俗的忧愁，最后带来的是一个死的结局。
The sorrow, godly sorrow, will not lead to death.
因为这个人他里面满怀盼望。
Because he is full of hope.
你知道，如果一个人他抑郁，他低沉到一个地步，他已经里面没有盼望，那么这个人就真的没希望了。
When someone's really down themselves and they get stuck with the worldly sorrow and they feel they're worthless and they have no hope.
但是不管你面对多大的压力，
no matter how big a pressure is,
什么样的挑战，
no matter what kind of challenge you
have, 什么样的逆境，
what kind of obstacles you have,
是大水要把你吞没，
the flood is going to overwhelm you.
但是最后你里面有这样一种盼望。
But because you have the hope in your heart,
你最后能够靠着主的恩典，有这样的四心、热心、欢心、爱心、放心。
But because in the Lord you have this care, joy, affection, and confidence.
那我告诉你，你是一个大有盼望的人。
I tell you, you are full of hope.
不在乎我们，而在乎在我们里面的那一位神，他真的好。
Not because of me, but rather the Lord in our heart.
我们一起低头来祷告。
To pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们一起来思想这样一个破与立的题目。
Let us think about this topic, the making versus the breaking.
主啊，你是在我们的生命当中既破又立的神。
Lord, in our lives, you both making and breaking.
主，你自己的身体为我们破碎。
You have broken your body for us.
主啊，你要破碎我们的旧生命、旧性情。
You have broken our old life, our old selves.
你给了我们你崭新的生命，丰盛的生命。
You're also making this new self in us, and you give us that brand new life.
让我们永永远远的靠主而活，为主而活。
So let us live for you forever.
主，我们感谢你，给我们爱心，给我们欢心。主啊，你也为我们放心。
So thank you for giving this care, this joy, this confidence.
因为我们永永远远在你的怀抱当中。
Because we're in your love forever.
无比的稳妥。
It's forever stable foundation.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们成就。
We thank you for what Jesus has died on the cross for to fulfill your promise.
求主今天也不断地挑战我们的生命，翻转我们的生命。
We ask you to challenge us to turn our lives over.
让我们依着神的一丝忧愁。
Let us to have that godly sorrow.
让我们的生命更像主。
Let us be more like Jesus.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，感谢牧师带给我们的信息，很多的哲学思考、逻辑思考，也更多的是一些属灵的思考。我们不要再忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，我们要先求他的国、他的义，以得着耶稣基督为至宝。因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的住在耶稣基督里面，所以耶稣基督主就是我们的万有。
Thank you, Pastor Feng, for preaching today's sermon and give us a lot of thinking, what is philosophical thinking or logical thinking, but more importantly spiritual thinking. How do we reflect on this and let's, you know, just praise our Lord who has really given us this grace.
好，弟兄姊妹，请站立，我们一起来唱这首歌。主是我。
All right, please. Let's sing some "These Are My Vision."
我心想 唱句我听，我与你合一。我不求虚名，也不求富有，你是我一夜从今到永久，为你在我心永远居首。天上大君王，你是我怀忧。天上大君王，光明的太阳，容我向前了，我已大声张，我心属你心无边变更，怀忧的主宰成为我一乡。
好，我们下面为奉献祷告。
Pray for our offerings. Brother, sister, let's pray for our offerings.
Dear Lord, we thank you.
Thank you for giving us this offering. Thank you for
giving us this offering heart. We
put our brothers and sisters
willing to give
their
offering
heart. Thank you for giving us this offering heart.
We put our brothers and sisters willing to give their offering heart. Thank you for giving us this
offering heart. We put this offering in front of you.
主啊，也求你帮助我们。
We ask you to help us.
让我们不仅奉献我们的金钱。
Not only offering our money.
更把我们的心奉献给你。
Most importantly, offering our heart.
主也让我们常常为自己忧愁。
Let us be have this godly sorrow towards ourselves.
为神的国度。
The godly sorrow towards your kingdom.
摆上我们的祷告。
Put our prayers forward.
让我们奉献一切给你。
Let us devote all of ourselves to you.
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
圣灵的感动和交通，常与众圣徒同在，从今直到永永远远。May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and may the love of Heavenly Father, and may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always, from now on till forever. Amen.
Please
be seated. First,
welcome everyone who come to here to worship our Lord.
我们这边呢，有两位新的朋友有签了这个欢迎单一位是张正能不能请您站起来？我们希望能够认识您欢迎张正，欢迎欢迎
，Welcome，
欢迎张正请坐这是刚刚来到本地不久那么还有一位熊西佳 Angela 熊熊西佳
Angela 熊
欢迎 Angela 就就的欢迎请坐我们还有没有其他的新朋友来到我们中间或者是久违的老朋友
Are there any other new friends or any old friend who have maybe haven't been here for a while
也
欢迎您站起来，我们愿意认识您。
I ask you to rise and so we can recognize you.
等一下在办公室主日学时间，我们有迎新座谈，我们教会的同工与我们的新朋友愿意彼此来认识，介绍我们的教会给您。
There's a new friend orientation in the pastoral office during Sunday school time.
那我们三月十五到十七号这个教会的春季布道培灵会，请大家特别的留意邀请朋友来参加。
We have this special gospel event from March 15 to March 17.
那么另外请大家也注意我们堂屋的同工下礼拜三月十五到十七号。
Two weeks.
我们堂屋同工也提醒大家就是我们这个空调的控温器，请不要这个随意的调整，还有在重备楼这个外面 loading dock 上有一些的物品，大家可以带回家来使用。
So our our coworkers that tell us, you know, just for all the brothers and sisters, do not adjust the thermostats on the building because those are pre-scheduled. And also, we have for the last two weekends, we have cleaned a lot of stuff from our storage rooms and those on the side of this building, and also the back of the education building. There's a lot of items there. So, brother and sister, you can either take them home or you can take them to the dumpsters. We need your help on this.
3月17号的主日我们有年度的会员大会，也是两个主日之后，我们有施工报告我们也为今年预算来投票。如果您在我们教会已经参加主日崇拜三个月以上，我们欢迎您加入申请成为会员。
So on March 17th, we'll have our annual member assembly. We'll report our ministry progress, and all the active members will also vote to confirm the 2024 annual budget. If you have been baptized and have been in regular attend our Sunday services for the last for more than three months, you're welcome to apply to become a member of CCMC.
只要在教会的网站上面，您点这个有各种教会的表格，有这个入会申请表，一点就可以在网上来填写。
Yeah, in our on our website, there's a document section where you can find the application to become a member at CCMC.
3月29号，我们有全教会的受难日圣餐的敬拜，请大家预备心来参加。
March 29th, Friday night at 7:30, we'll have our church-wide Good Friday Communion service. So we welcome all brothers and sisters to attend.
那么我们敬礼的报名3月31号复活节敬礼，如果您已经受洗已经决志还没有受洗，也欢迎来报名参加我们的初心造就敬礼班课程。
We'll have baptism on March 31st, Easter Sunday. If you have accepted the Lord but have not been baptized yet, please register with Brother John to join the new believer and baptism class.
这个不单是讲中文包括讲英文的或者年轻的弟兄姊妹。
We include all the congregations, whether Chinese speaking or English speaking or our youth.
那么3月23号这个复活节之前，我们这个礼拜六教会有春季大扫除。
Yeah, March 23rd, in the morning from 9 a.m. to noon, we'll have our church-wide cleaning, spring cleaning, and we'll also serve lunch. Please mark your calendar, make sure you come to help us to clean our church and tidy out our home.
谢谢大家参加。
Thank you, everyone.
那么我们看到旁边的这个母婴室我们已经感谢神已经装修完毕。
We see that on the side of our building we have our cry room has been furnished and remodeled.
那么呢我们以后这个母婴室就专供妈妈还有婴儿来使用。
Now it's a nursery that for moms and babies only.
那我们进入敬拜厅呢请走正门。
Please use the front door on the left here or the other door there to enter the sanctuary.
那我们也报告几个礼拜早来弟兄姊妹尽量往每一行的每一排的中间来坐。
Okay, if you come early, we ask all the brothers and sisters who come early, please try to take the center seat so that way the brothers and sisters come later they have easier time to find their seat.
那然后呢面向讲台的左手边呢因为离得稍微远一点比较空，也欢迎大家尽量往左边面向讲台的左手边来就坐。
Yeah, we're also asking to encourage all of our sisters to try to, you know, occupy the seats on the left-hand side facing the stage as much as possible.
恩爱夫妇营在九月中下旬举行。
Our 2024 Marriage Enrichment Camp Retreat will be holding at RTP area in mid to late September.
那么有兴趣的夫妇呢，请向管小虎弟兄徐敏姐妹来报名。
If you're interested, please contact Brother Tiger and Sister Min for registration.
这是非常难得的很好的机会。
It's a great opportunity to renew our relationship in our work.
啊，那下面呢，就请大家参加各班主日学，或者参加我们的迎新的座谈啊。主日学之后，我们有爱宴。
Please join our various Sunday schools, and also if you're newcomers, join us in the new